Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Mr. Gadgets uttering an audio boo from me to you from Kansas City, Missouri, and the subject of today's audio boo and utter to you is going to be Macintosh and Apple and the netbook. Okay, so I was listening, as I want to do, to podcasts, and the podcast I was listening to today was Mac Break Weekly, and it's a kind of odd thing, you know. I said for years to various people that I listen to their podcasts that I say, you know, I'm listening to your Mac podcast, and I don't even use a I don't even own a Macintosh that's capable of running OS X. But I was listening today to the one that was just this week with Scott Bourne, who is a professional photographer, and I have started listening to several of his podcasts of late, and really enjoy Scott. He's someone more of my age, and so he understands some of my reference points, and his insights as a professional photographer on his on his photography, his photo focus shows are really good. He also has the My Digital Life show and the Mac Break show. He was hosting this week because Leo Laporte was out of the country. He's over in China on a geek cruise. Like to go to on a geek cruise sometime in my life. And the other people who were there with him, I can't remember, Nate. Someone, and I can't remember his last name, from over in London in the UK, and I Justine. You can search for her out there on the net. She's one of these people who lives her whole life as a blogger on the net and apparently makes a living at it. At one point, he was asking her, because she had talked about how she had a little HP netbook, and they were talking about the Google Chrome OS, which has come up as news this week. And Scott asked her, well, okay, if I asked you what is your favorite operating system, and she, of course, said OS X, right? OS X. And he says, when I ask anybody, and I say, what would you rather have? Would you rather have Chrome OS or Mac OS on that machine, everybody always says that they want the Macintosh operating system. Now, what I wished he had asked her was, okay, I want to buy the Macintosh operating system. I even want to buy the Macintosh operating system on a piece of hardware that actually is manufactured by Apple. And I had this discussion just the other day in the Apple Store with an Apple Store employee. There's a reason why Justine has a little netbook that's 9 or 10 inches to take to the coffee shop, and she doesn't schlep along her 13-inch MacBook Air, which is the closest thing to a netbook, light, compact, very thin, mind you, and very, very pretty. To a certain extent, it doesn't even matter what the price is. I'm not even going to argue with you about whether Apple hardware is overpriced or not. All I'm saying is, I'm in the market. I want to buy Apple hardware so I can run their OS. I know I can put the other OSs on it if I want to boot or run those OSs in virtual machines, and they do not have that hardware platform to sell me. It is a hole in their product line. And thusly, I am out there buying other people's hardware in order to fulfill that ultra small 10-inch screen. Even my old eyes can read it and have it as a usable thing to carry with me to be my little cloud book, my little out there on the internets type of machine. I don't need to edit video. I don't need to even edit audio. So that's my complaint, Apple. Give me my machine. Mr. Gadgets, out there on the internets. Bye now.